This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm here with Dave, and we're here to talk about an overtime loss to the Denver Nuggets. We were playing up in Tulsa. It was the second of a back-to-back against the Nuggets, so we had quite a different lineup, and we were able to play really well with the young lineup. Go into overtime, unfortunately we didn't win it, but there was a lot of good takeaways from this game.
Yeah, man, the guys were out there playing hard, doing the things that they do well, and it was really great to see how the simple offense is really resonating with these guys. For a while, I thought the offense is incredibly complicated, but the reality is that the more I watch, the more I realize is that Coach D is just going to the basics with these guys and really helping them understand exactly how the NBA is changing, and we're seeing front lines exactly how that's working. We watched Trey Mann get 13 minutes tonight. He went out with a sore heel, and we also saw Isaiah Roby get 5 minutes, and he went out with a sore knee, so we're going to keep an eye on those things. I don't think they're serious. I think this is just precautionary stuff, but the reality is that we still pull those two guys out, really allowing Aaron Wiggins and DJ Wilson to pick up some big minutes tonight.
Yeah, it was great to see. We had Muscala out there as a starter, but other than that, it was all really young players. It went Giddy, Wiggins, Trey Mann, and Teo Maladon were our other four starters. That was fun to watch, and all the lineups we played were really fun to watch. The thing that I liked most today was the way that the ball moved. And it wasn't just the ball, but it was also the players. And there was a lot of cutting. It seemed like the three-man weave out there, there was just a lot of backdoor cuts and a lot of movement, and the ball was moving from side to side. And we had seen a lot of it from the first few preseason games. We had seen some of the stuff, and I thought maybe this was something that was going to be something we could get used to, or maybe this was just like the players are being hyped up and they're ready to go and they're out there and they're just out there running around. But no, this is a system. This is the way we play basketball. We do it with our starters, and we do it with all the young guys, the new guys. Every single player out there is expected to play with the same mentality of aggression, attack the basket, shoot the three, and we're seeing what it looks like, and we love it.
Yeah, and one of the reasons it's so effective out there is the randomness that we have. We saw Royce Young talk about it today, but the reality is that he just barely touched on it, and it's so much more complicated than the randomness because the way that we run out, and we're taking a ton of threes right now. We're successful taking that many threes, 31%, 15 for 47 tonight. But the reality is that this is something it's part of our offense. Yes, it's random, but it's random with the, I would say exclamation mark that these guys take the open three even if you have a small open. So I love how this offense is running. I like how it looks. To me, this is a really great indication that things are going well. The players are getting better. And let's just go ahead and start with the starters tonight. Aaron Wiggins led the entire team with minutes. He put out 41 minutes tonight, 8 points, two steals, two blocks, two assists, two rebounds. He just had a good even keel number. And I want to throw this out here as I talk about Teo, the next guy. We heard Cage talk about tonight that Giddy had a plus 15 or plus 14, or I'm sorry, plus 16 last night on the plus minus level. And he was talking about how impressive that was. Giddy put like 28 minutes out there. But tonight, Teo had a plus 19 plus minus level. That is really fucking impressive. 11 points, one steal, four assists, seven rebounds. He was phenomenal out there tonight. He had 25 minutes, but plus 19. Man, that's outstanding basketball for him.
Yeah, Teo has kind of seemed like the odd man out whenever it comes down to the starters. He did whatever we needed for him last year for the team, and a lot of that was starting, and he had more minutes than anybody else. He played in more games than anybody else, so he was there all the time. That was impressive, and this year he's been kind of squeezed out of that starting spot, apparently. We don't know for sure, but it seems like he's going to be coming off the bench. And I want to see what he's going to be able to do with that. I kind of, in a way, like, I don't really feel bad for him, but I can kind of understand why that might be frustrating. If he did everything he could and he still got moved out of the starting spot. And I've noticed with him coming off the bench, there have been moments where he seemed like he just doesn't know how to fit in coming off the bench. He started out that way, and I know we can go back to that, but he really is a starter coming off the bench, and that's what we saw tonight, was a starter out there getting it done, and he'll bring that production to the bench. We know he's capable of doing that for sure. Moose ended up with 14 points. He was 5 for 11. He shot 1 for 3 from deep, and he kicked in 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. He really was a steady hand for these guys out there. I think it gave Coach a lot of confidence to know he could put, you know, three rookies and a second-year player out there with him, and we were going to be doing the right things. And as the game went on, he didn't really play as much as some of these other guys, but there was no problem with that. Like, he did what we needed, which was be that veteran presence, and then we were able to get other things done. On top of that, Trey Mann, he did not play that many minutes tonight. He went for just about 13 minutes. He was 1 for 5, 1 for 2 from deep. He kicked in 2 rebounds, 1 assist. He had 3 points in total, but definitely in limited minutes.
Yeah, and we just like the way that Trey Mann moves. We don't expect him to get an enormous amount of minutes right now, but like Mark is saying, he was injured, so back-to-back nights, they're not going to try to rush that at all. So we watched Josh Giddey have another phenomenal night, 28 minutes, 13 points. He had 3 fouls, which is a little bit much, but I don't really care about that. 3 turnovers, which to me, the turnovers that he had were really, really what I would consider hustle plays. 8 assists, 9 rebounds, 2 of which were offensive. So he was right there knocking on the door on a triple-double. And he got pulled out with, I think, 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So no doubt he would have hit those triple-double marks if he had stayed in. But this is only preseason, so, you know, 28 minutes for him is perfect. Let's leave him in there and get him out. We watched DJ Wilson, like I said, 12 minutes because of the injury to Isaiah Roby. 3 points, which was a 3-pointer. 1 block, 1 rebound, which is an offensive rebound. So he played a good sub minutes there for him.
Yeah, it was great to see the ball moving around, and it didn't stop when the starters came out. It kept going, and Ty Jerome was a big part of that. He shot 5 for 14, so he put up a few shots, 2 for 8 from deep. But it wasn't just about his shooting. It was really about that ball movement. He ended up with 7 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, and just the leader that we expect him to be. He didn't have Teo out there in that second unit like he's kind of gotten used to so far. So this was his unit to run from a point guard perspective. So 16 points, and overall, a really good job from him. He showed that deep range. That's something that we've really come to get used to with him, and it's been impressive to see what he's been able to do. And Ty Jerome, you know, at this point, from all the videos we keep seeing of Ty and Isaiah Roby, they kind of go together. Isaiah was in extremely limited minutes tonight because, like you said, he got banged up. There was a play that looked like it was going to be really bad. It might have been his knee. Then he was shaking his hand for a little while. And like you said, the sore knee is what ended up calling it. But he was 2 for 3. He shot a nice 3. It didn't go in, but I like that confidence. We've talked about that in a lot with him, is just having that confidence to shoot. That's going to force the teams to defend him all the way out. So that's been really nice to see.
Yeah, man. And Gabriel Deck stepped up and put a big 24 minutes out there. 9 points, 11 rebounds, 3 of which were offensive. He led all players in rebounds for the night. Phenomenal job by him. We called a play up at the end of the game with 3.7 seconds left on the clock. They had just hit I think it was a 3 or a 2 and tied the game. We came down with 3.7. And drew a play up for Deck, and Deck just lost the ball. There was a lot of contact. I don't blame him at all. I felt like it was a great play. He was the most seasoned guy on the court at the time. So I felt like it was a great job by Coach D to say, we want the ball in Deck's hand. Unfortunately, it didn't go our way. But you know what? He played unbelievable tonight. And we also saw a JRE, Jeremiah Robinson Earl, 16 minutes, 4 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 0 for 3 in 3-point range, but I love the fact that he has that confidence to take that shot. He's going to need that confidence all year because we're going to expect him to play some big minutes.
Paul Watson came in, and he played about 13 minutes. He was 0 for 3. He kicked in 3 rebounds and 1 assist. I like what I saw from him out there. I felt like he was really moving around on the defensive end, and he moves laterally very well, so it was good to see. And today, other than Josh Giddey, I mean, Josh Giddey played amazing today. You got to love what he did. But today was Poku's day. He went for 22 points, 9 for 16 on field goals, 4 for 9 from deep. And it was just great to see him play with so much confidence. There are some plays. that you've got to watch if you didn't get to see some of the highlights, where he has a behind-the-back dribble, behind-the-back pass, a cut, and then a finish with a flip. There's a few plays, including where he went, I think, 3 for 3 on threes at a short clip where it was just spectacular. He hit a dagger toward the end of the game that cut it down to one. And it, you know, obviously, I guess I shouldn't say a dagger. That implies that we won the game. But it was like, you know how it goes with him. There's not much arch. It just felt like the thing was just like, it went straight into the basket. And that was cool to see. I mean, he overall had 8 rebounds and 3 assists, 1 steal. Getting it done, man. You know, just getting it done. I mean, Poku has unlimited talent. Everybody's been talking about how much potential he has. But today, we got a glimpse of what it looks like when he puts it all together.
Yeah, man. Poku, we love Poku. We feel like he just needs time to develop. We don't really know what he could turn into. And that's why we stand up for him no matter what we hear out there in the other, Twitter or whatever. Because to us, he is one of those guys that could end up being a very special player. And we're going to be excited that we have him on our team. You know, I want to throw this out here. We had 4 guys that did not play due to rest, all 4 of which I would consider our starters: Bazley, Dort, Favors, and Shea. I know Favors is a big question mark if he's going to start or not, but for just this sake, we're going to say that he's one of the 4 starters that rested tonight. And then you got Dakota. He did not play. Vit Krejci did not play. Coach's decision. I'm assuming Vit Krejci and Kenny Hustle are 2 guys that are nursing injury. We have not seen them at all. We know Vit Krejci was coming back from ACL, so I'm assuming it's going to take a little time for him to get back into the swing of things, probably starting off in the G League. Kenny Hustle, we haven't seen at all. We did see him in uniform tonight, so I'm hoping that he's close to getting back from whatever injury that he was at. But man, the next game that we get to see play is none other than our start of the season against Utah. It's going to be really exciting to start the season.
Yeah, man. We've been pumped up about it for a while. And, you know, it's been exciting. You know, both of our last 2 top first-round picks played very well this game. You got Poku and Giddey. And I couldn't be more excited about Giddey. You know, I'll tell you this right now. Giddey plays a winning style of basketball. And when he's out there, he makes winning plays. And he's good enough already at just barely 19 years old to help us win games now. And I know there's a lot of discussion about how many games we're going to win. I don't really care what people are saying. All I know is Josh Giddey is going to help us win games, and he's going to help us win them now. And on top of that, Aaron Wiggins defensively was everywhere tonight, and we got to give him major props for what he was able to do. He had multiple plays on the defensive end in the final minutes of regulation that really seemed like he was closing up the game. Unfortunately, we didn't get it done, but you have to recognize if he can defend his position and do more offensively than we've ever seen from somebody that we think of as like a defensive wing, you know, I mean, up to like Lou Dort, but you know, I'm talking like old school style, like it's going to be really, really interesting. So I love what we saw from this team. I'm really pumped up about it. Like you said, we got a week until the season's kicked off, so there's going to be some time for everybody to continue to adjust, but we've got a young team, and we're in the middle of a rebuild, but already we're having so much fun. It's unbelievable how much fun we're already having, and I know there's going to be times where it's hard because it's a long NBA season, but right here and right now, we're having a blast, and so we hope you are too, and tell your friends about how much fun we're having here. And if people aren't having fun watching the Thunder play, that's fine. Turn them off and join us, because we're having a blast every single fucking day. So thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.